Hello, Internet. This is Ewan Spence and ESE Insight calling. It's November, and we've got a contest this month. Coming up, the entry lists are confirmed, familiar faces in Sweden, and the semi-finalists get to Eurovision again. Yes, good afternoon, good morning, good evening. Welcome to ESE Insights News Podcast, keeping you up to date with everything that's happening in the world of the Eurovision Song Contest and the Junior Eurovision Song Contest as well, which is happening at the end of this month. We're in November. It's Song Contest month time again. So we will have our usual in-depth analysis, articles and features back at our website, eseinsight.com. We have a Patreon where you can support us, eseinsight.com/Patreon is probably the easiest way to do that. And we have, as I said, Junior Eurovision this month, but let's start off with just one or two bits of pieces from the adult contest, which happens in May. It's Saturday, May the 22nd. We've all got that in our diaries. Just in case you haven't, that's where it goes. The big news from Adult Eurovision has been the confirmation of the entry list for Rotterdam 2021. The short way to report this is, it's the same as last year. The same 41 broadcasters are representing their countries, and we have the same countries naturally in the mix as well. Last podcast, we reported that we were waiting on official confirmations from the BBC for the UK entry and from BRTC for the Belarusian entry. We're still waiting on those, it has to be said, but we do have the entry list from the official website, so that's good enough for me. Besides, the BBC are probably busy doing Strictly, and BRTC are... yes. Now, quick reminder, they can't send the same song again. Not only does it, would that break the September the 1st rule, but it was specifically ruled out after the song contest was cancelled. Now, there have been some in the community that go, well, we should just let them have a do-over, make it a one-off exception. There's a lot of arguments against that and why it would not be a good idea. Luke Fisher has taken a closer look at that, those arguments in detail on our website, so head over to esinsight.com to find out why this is still an unworkable idea. Okay, Junior Eurovision. Again, we should all have this in our diaries. It's Sunday, the 29th of November, but there is another date you can put in your diary if you so wish, and that is Monday, the 23rd of November, which will be the official opening ceremony. It's going to be live on Poland's main TV channel, TVP1, and presumably will be streamed on the Eurovision.tv, not the Eurovision.tv, it's JuniorEurovision.tv, but I'm sure there'll be shared pointers and everything for all the official channels to watch that live. It's very important because not only is there all the pageantry and pomp and circumstance going on, but it's also where we get three of the countries drawing their place in the running order. Poland as host is a completely random, it can be in any one of these slots, and they also draw the country that gets to open and the country that gets to close. Of the ones that are left, they will then be basically programmed by the production team to make the best sort of flow of the show possible. And this year it's slightly different because, you know, they won't have to go necessarily on just sort of rehearsal footage or the animatics. Because of the COVID-19 measures being put in place, all the songs are going to be pre-recorded, so they can literally run the show on a screen and make any changes in terms of the running order actually with the performances. Now, it's only going to be 12 performances now, because this week saw Armenia withdraw from Junior Eurovision. The news on the official website notes that the broadcaster is unable to complete the proper preparations for the contest due to the introduction of martial law in the region as a result of the ongoing conflict with Azerbaijan. That brings the entry count down to 12, which is the lowest number of Junior Eurovision Song Contest entrants since Amsterdam 2012. In terms of that entry list, though, there's just one song to go. We are all waiting on Georgia to declare, or should that be Pennsylvania? Anyway, the delayed national final will go ahead in Georgia on Friday the 13th of November, 2 weeks ahead of Junior Eurovision itself. Three acts are going to be performing on that night. The song has already been selected as an internal selection, so whoever wins gets the song, they record that, they do the video, and off to Junior Eurovision the videotape entry goes. As we said, yes, Junior Eurovisions, they will all be pre-records. Some of these are taking place in replica sets built in TV studios across Europe. Broadcasters could use an LED screen or projector screen. And of course, there is a third actual stage in Warsaw. We've got a first look at that just now. It looks like this. Try and imagine like a Star Trek transporter for one person, a little comma for a satellite stage, and a time tunnel at the back. Is anybody going to get the time tunnel reference? Concentric rings sort of walking you on to this stage at the back. There are lots of circles involved. Now, a number of delegations are travelling to Warsaw ahead of time to record on the actual stage. Let's Talk Eurovision reports that Serbia, Malta, Ukraine, and of course our host Poland have taken up that option. Other broadcasters are going to be filming in their home studios using the plans to build said stage up again. Just one other bit of note there in terms of the actual tracks running at the official video releases, bar the aforementioned Georgia, is Russia. We now have Sofia Feskova's entry, My New Day, up on the official YouTube channel, youtube.com/Junior Eurovision, where you can watch and listen to the 11 entries we already have. We should have the next one by this time next week to round out the entry list. It's been relatively quiet on news from the individual broadcasters in countries, but we do have some announcements and dates, so let's run down them in the traditionally almost alphabetical order, because sometimes I don't trust my script writing. Albania, we have the entry list for the 59th edition of Festival I Kenyes. The winner of Albania's Song Contest there will be asked to represent the country at the Eurovision Song Contest. Notably here, last year's winner, and therefore the Eurovision 2020 representative, Irlena Ara, and the fan favourite song that finished, I think, in second place, Elvana Yatta, who sang Metana, neither of those are taking part. Neither are there any returning Eurovision acts on the entry list. Albania are going to have a new representative when they go to Rotterdam in 2021. The annual song festival DORA, which will select Croatia's 2021 song, has reduced the number of entries from 16 to 14 and also reduced the number of performers allowed on stage down to 5, all as part of the COVID-19 precautions. We don't have any other names or announcements yet to go on that one, and when we do, we'll bring you on the podcast. Denmark, we have a date for DR's one-shot national final. Danske Melody Grand Prix will now take place on the 6th of March. Rules for that have also been published, so we know that there are going to be 8 acts in the running in that show. A few more details from Estonia. And also, we're going to flag up that we're probably going to get names for Estonia by this time next week as well. The submission window for SD Lao, their national final, has closed. The 24 acts will be finding it over 2 semi-finals and then a grand final. And as I said, we should hear the participants by this time next week. The songs are expected to be published by the first week of December, so we're going to have 24 songs to plow through at that one, and then we start the fun of national final season proper. Estonian broadcaster ERR has also confirmed that those SD Lao shows are all going to take place in the capital city of Tallinn. The 2 semi-finals are going to return to a studio-based format, and while there is hope that, depending on restrictions, the grand final can return to the Saku Suurhall, massively wonderful space where the national final has been held for the last couple of years and was also the venue used when Estonia actually hosted the Eurovision Song Contest. That's some time away. It's obviously into 2021, so we await to see what science delivers in that sense. Maltese broadcaster PBS has issued a call for submission for its 2021 entry, which will be sung by Destiny, who was selected last year and the previous winner of the Junior Eurovision Song Contest. Rather than a fully open send us a song process, PBS put together a brief for the songs, and interested songwriters all had to apply by a deadline. They all have a copy of that now, so presumably they're going for something that suits Destiny's voice and style, and that, you know, she would like to sing something like this, we're looking for something like that, and this many backing singers and stuff will be going on there. If anybody wants to privately give us a copy of that, we'd love a look. Right, what else do we have? Lithuania. There goes the alphabetical order. Submissions have opened for their 2021 entry as well, and they will remain open until December the 14th. The successful artists will be announced on January the 16th, and while there's a maximum count of 6 episodes in the national final season, There's no minimum number of shows. It's all going to kind of depend on how many acts are chosen, how many songs and such like. The only sort of thing we do know for here is that if the Roop, who were selected for Eurovision 2020, if they decide to enter the 2021 contest, they will be automatically given a bye through to the grand final to compete there. No word if they're going to take up that offer or not. And the number of shows and episodes and how everything presented is up in the air with almost every broadcaster. Slovenia, like many others, are still trying to work out exactly what's going to be happening in the new year. And of course, there's things like programming budgets and restrictions on people in spaces that all need to be considered. So RTV SLO, although they have selected Anna Sokolic to return again following her 2020 win in their national final, whether that's going to be an internal selection of the song, whether it's going to be sort of an online audio only, or music video, or a full run of 4 or 5, let's present a song a week and have a vote at the end of it. Any, all, or a completely different format could be chosen by Slovenia, as is the case for all the other broadcasters. We will have a national final season this year, but what kind of shape it will be, well, it changes every year, but 2021 is going to change more than any other in recent history. What can be, you know, sort of decided on, though, is everybody's attention is going to be on Sweden. Melody Festival is the big draw, and it's also the big draw in Sweden as well. Now, the names are starting to swirl around the Swedish press in terms of who will be the entries into Melfest, and this is a curious one because in a year with fewer opportunities for performers, musicians, acts and groups and bands to actually present themselves to the public due to the huge number of coronavirus pandemic prevention issues, these 28 spots in Melody Festival and, you know, the spots in all the other selection shows as well, they're going to be more prized than normal because getting that high visibility is quite difficult. And Melody Festival, more than most, because it is such an integral part of the Swedish sort of pop culture, getting on that show is going to be really, really important. I'm expecting to see many bigger names than normal as the record labels kind of go, well, you know, this is it for the year, not just this is your shot at Melfest. So, current rumours, bundles going around, Aftonbladet has the full list if you're up to reading your Swedish. But of note, the ones that I spotted there, we've got obviously last year's winners, the Mamas. Whether they will turn up again or not remains to be seen. Second place, last year's singer Daughter is also rumoured to be coming back. Again, she's had some good chart success at the moment, diverging away with a different style of song, so we may see that come through. And Melfest stalwart Jessica Anderson is also being reported. When we have that full list of acts, which again will probably be Decemberish, we'll get that, bring all the details and all of that and more here at ESC Insight, so we can get some real discussion going on about the names that we recognize, that we don't recognize, and so on and so on. Okay, what have we got around the rest of the space? Well, as I said earlier, Luke Fisher's article on why you can't go back with the same song again in the 2021 contest is up on escinsight.com. Yes, it's against the rules, but in a year where bending the rules is to make a good show is certainly an idea, it's worth revisiting that rule. We have. Luke has certainly went into it, and the answer is no, they can't go back again. But we go into more depth on the website there. As always, hello to all of our listeners on the podcast, Radio Broadcasting London, Manchester and Glasgow, streaming online as well at podcastradio.co.uk. If you're looking for more podcasts or just want to dip into a different style of talk radio, the URL is there. And if you want to get more European music, then you can listen to my new music show over at Europe's Heartbeat. What else? Well, there's a whole bundle of podcasts out there. We've taken great delight in showcasing them over the last couple of months, it has to be said. So let's just turn the dial and see if we can find Eurovision legends.
Hi, this is Emil Löfström from the podcast Eurovision Legends, the podcast where I talk to legendary people from Eurovision history. Season 2 has just begun and you have over 50 episodes to catch up with. Have you ever wondered why Katrina from Katrina and the Waves seemed lopsided?
Oh my god. It only had one shoulder pad because I got it cheap. It was only 40 quid. I mean, there wasn't even time to dry clean the green shirt. It stank cooked onions. And when I was singing, I had to remember to keep one shoulder shoulder higher than the other because I didn't have a shoulder pad.
In the next episode, I speak to Martin Lee from Brotherhood of Men, and of course I ask him about the ABBA song Mamma Mia that they were offered to record before ABBA took it back.
And that was a big mistake, wasn't it?
In Perfect Swenglish, I chit-chat with winners, losers, composers and hosts about their memories from our beloved contest. Don't you agree, Ralf Siegel?
Yes, my dear.
Eurovision Legends is available on all podcast platforms, so please come and listen once you've reached the guitars. Champagne for Lulu.
That's Emil there on the Eurovision Legends podcast. We will have a link back to that show on our website, show notes page, yesinsight.com, and Eurovision Legends is a search term in all your favourite podcast clients. We'll find that there as well. While you're searching for podcasts and you're keeping up with the UK Strictly Come Dancing, search for Keep Dancing Podcast. Ellie and her crew are covering that spectacular showcase throughout the winter months. What else have we got on the card? Saturday 21st of November is going to be Eurovision again, with a start at 8 p.m. in the UK, 9 p.m. Central. The year of the show will be announced 15 minutes beforehand. There'll be the usual hashtags and sharing and a companion podcast from us to finish off. Eurovision again has also announced that alongside the official website Eurovision.tv, there will be a semi-final special in December with songs in the mix selected from songs that, you know, didn't make it through to a grand final, with a selection of that from a mix of jury and public voting, and then an all-up show through the YouTube channel on that. More details will be forthcoming. We'll let you catch up with them on the next podcast. And finally, following last month's win by Sweden in the OGAE Second Chance contest for songs that didn't qualify for Eurovision 2020, the OGAE Song Contest, where the OGAE fan clubs nominate any song from that country for the last year to represent the country, has been won for the third time in a row by the UK fan club. And a big thanks there to Dua Lipa's Physical, which was the winning song. And for those of you looking for songs that need a second chance, the Second Cherry podcast from Matt and Monty is getting very close to its final episode and the reveal of the Second Cherry winner. Again, we'll put a link back to that on our show notes so you can head on through and have a listen. Other than that, that is the latest news from the world of Eurovision and Junior Eurovision. Thanks very much for your ears. I'm Ewan Spence from the ESE Insight team and myself. Thank you very much for listening. Stay safe. Be kind. Ta-ra for now. Some guitars to close us off. ESE Insight News Podcast this week was written and hosted by Ewan Spence. Find out more at www.eseinsight.com.